This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados government defends its decision to sign on to the EU agreement despite over 30 countries' refusal to sign. Head of the Men's Empowerment Network concerned about the increasing number of young people dealing with mental health issues. The Barbados Water Authority working to address water outages in St. Michael and Christchurch. PAHO and the World Health Organization commend Belize over a decision to abolish user fees at public hospitals, and Israel remains hopeful of a Hamas deal to release hostages in the coming days. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spencer. The details to the news just ahead. Government is defending its decision to sign on to the European Union's agreement despite over 30 countries not signing. Government signed on to the Samoa Agreement last week, which aims to strengthen the capacity of the EU and the Organization of African, Caribbean, and Pacific States to address global challenges. Concerns were raised as to why Barbados has signed on to the agreement in light of 35 countries, nine of them from the Caribbean, not signing. Speaking during VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, says this agreement is in line with the country's developmental goals.
I think the question really is not why we signed, but rather why did others not sign? Because at the point of completion of negotiations, all countries, to the best of my knowledge, information, and belief, bar none, would have signed the draft. We have a very clear perspective as a government on what our developmental priorities are, and the agreement aligns well with it, does speak extensively to the way in which we can find, through collective discussions between the African states and their experience, between the Pacific states and their experiences, with the European Union and its experience and its technical and other capacities, we can find ways in which we all mutually benefit on this journey of economic transformation.
He also spoke to how it will improve the private sector.
What this agreement seeks to induce is more of a private sector-driven economy. We have, in Barbados, lived the painful experience of not having been able to achieve that transition of value from public sector leadership to private sector leadership, and therefore we have felt the pain of it financially, and the agreement helps you to identify ways in which the private sector's strength and abilities can be improved.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. However, one of the main concerns from the public is that this new agreement focuses less on trade and more on human rights. Also speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program, former Minister of Foreign Affairs Maxine McLean questioned what is expected of countries receiving funding under this agreement.
We are talking about an agreement which provides, is about 15 countries which make up the CARIFORUM group, $800 million allocated over 7 years. When the 15 countries in the Caribbean say we want a share of that $800 million and they submit their proposals, the question will be asked, are you adhering to the human rights standards as defined by the European Union in these particular areas? Does it qualify as a project that will satisfy the climate change agenda and help the country or countries further their policies? So at the end of the day, these are not words written into an agreement. That's why I think it is being questioned by those 30-something countries. And in fact, we need to know what are the full areas of the objection to signing.
Former Minister of Foreign Affairs Maxine McLean. The Men's Empowerment Network support is seeing an increase in the number of young males who are seeking help for mental health issues. This as the world celebrated International Men's Day yesterday. President Fabian Sargent tells Starcom Network News that he wants to see more social organizations providing assistance.
Men between the ages of 16 years old and 30 years old who will be reaching out for counseling. Most of these guys think that they're not connecting with people in society. They're lonely. There's a sense of hopelessness. These issues are reflected then into our school system, even into our workplaces. And that is where you'll be seeing a lot of mental health breakdown. We've had some suicides, particularly of young people. We usually speak about suicides as it relates to males, but there's also a female. That should indicate the gravity of the situation that we're dealing with. We have tremendous social issues that needs to be dealt with. A lot of the agencies need to mobilize their resources in a better way to serve and to really help.
He also wants more support for young men.
I really think that support is needed across the family unit, across businesses and the workplace. Secondary schools, the boys in secondary schools are under a lot of pressure and they are really, really stressed. So I think that we need to support these boys. We need to support men. There are many workplaces that have very toxic environments and men are not coping well in a lot of these environments. The households that these men come from, relationships are giving them some challenges and they're experiencing a lot of difficulty. I think you really need a major mobilization plan at the national level. We really need to relook our game plan when it comes to the support systems for our men and boys in this country.
President of the Men's Empowerment Network Support, Fabian Sargent. Residents in Christchurch and St. Michael are frustrated as some were left without water over the weekend. Some residents explained that their water had been off since Friday and complained about the absence of water trucks.
You have no knowledge of as to what is going on. Nobody telling you nothing. Water just off. No truck, no nothing. Nobody says nothing. And this is very frustrating. People has laundry to do. You can't go to work Monday morning though.
The water in Brennan Hill has been off since Friday night. We haven't seen a water truck as yet. And it is a challenge to get water because if you don't have transportation, then you have to go very far.
Our water went off Friday evening and resumption did not take place until Sunday. The effect has been terrible. We had to buy water. We saw no water truck.
I've been without water since Friday. No water trucks, nothing. I don't know what they expect. I had to buy breakfast, I had to buy lunch, I had to buy dinner. There's nothing that you could do.
Residents of Christchurch and St. Michael. Meantime, marketing officer at the Barbados Water Authority, Yvette Harris-Griffith, says they have completed emergency repairs to a burst main at the authority's St. Michael facility. She said while some people will still be without water, tankers have been dispatched to assist residents during the process.
Now, while the repair is complete, it was completed in the early hours of Sunday, November 19th, it will take some time for normal water pressure to return to all affected areas. Now, the outage area was wide. It spread from around Belleville, Collymarock area in St. Michael to Oystons in Christchurch. Now, we would have made some adjustments to the distribution network to feed some of the affected areas, but there's still quite a number of areas that may still be impacted by water outage or low pressure at this time. Please bear with us. It will take some time for normal pressure to return to everyone. In the interim, the authority is assisting customers by water tanker, and our full fleet of tankers is out to assist residents of the various areas until the water supply to them returns to normal.
Marketing officer at the Barbados Water Authority, Yvette Harris-Griffith. The Belize government says it has received commendation from the Pan American Health Organization and the World Health Organization for eliminating user fees at public hospitals. At the start of this month, the government announced that it had taken the decision to remove fees at the hospitals, adding that the decision to eliminate the user fees is guided by the belief that access to healthcare is a fundamental right and not a privilege. Health and Wellness Minister Kevin Bernard said this move is expected to significantly ease the burden on Belizean households, enabling more people to seek medical interventions promptly without worrying about the financial implications. And finally, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says he is hopeful a deal for the release of a significant number of hostages will be reached in the coming days. Hamas took an estimated 240 people hostage during their October 7th attacks, which killed 1,200 Israelis. Qatar has been mediating and also says a deal is within reach. The Washington Post reported that Israel and Hamas are close to an agreement on a U.S.-brokered deal that would free dozens of women and children held hostage in Gaza in exchange for a five-day pause in fighting. The U.S. has not confirmed any details of progress, however. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a full ceasefire. Recapping the headlines, the Barbados government defends its decision to sign on to EU agreement despite over 30 countries' refusal to sign. Head of the Men's Empowerment Network concerned about the increasing number of young people dealing with mental issues. The Barbados Water Authority working to address water outages in St. Michael and Christchurch. WHO and the World Health Organization commend Belize over a decision to abolish user fees at public hospitals, and Israel remains hopeful of a Hamas deal to release hostages in the coming days. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.